Training Camp Central is powered by Xfinity.
Hi again, everybody. Jeff Joniak and Tom Thayer, and welcome to Camp Breakdown. Our focus, wide receivers, 12 of them on the roster right now. The depth chart will come out closer to the first preseason game, but we know who's at the top of the list. Alshon Jeffrey has had two very impressive seasons, well over 80 catches, found the end zone 10 times in 2014. Big, strong hands, and I still think the sky's the limit on his potential. What do you see for Alshon Jeffrey under new offensive coordinator Adam Gase?
Again, the sky's the limit. He's got the body size. He's got the catch radius. He's got the speed to get downfield. And if he doesn't have blazing speed, he has the size to go above a lot of the defensive backs. But the key here is Brandon Marshall's not here. Alshon Jeffrey is going to have to be a leader. And when you're willing to accept a leadership role at your position, it takes a lot. Verbally, the way you work on the practice field and the results you need. I think Alshon Jeffrey, if he wants to be thought of as a number one, part of that number one moniker goes with the leadership aspect to how you contribute in the entire wide receiver room.
And to be the go-to guy when you need the big catch, to move the chains, to get that big first down on third down and to score touchdowns. And he can do all of that.
Right. But, you know, Eddie Royal is also here. And the reason I'm bringing him up now is because when you have a veteran that's been involved in a lot of NFL games, maybe Alshon can learn a little bit from Eddie. You know, go through the trying times he's had in his career and try to see how he bettered himself. So, again, I know there's a lot of pressure on Alshon, but, again, there's a lot expected of him.
Quick, reliable, yards after the catch. He can take a short slant and go. Eddie Royal's got a lot of speed, even at 29. He's been around in the NFL for a while. His familiarity with Jay Cutler in his rookie season certainly helps their instant chemistry.
Right. I think a calming influence to the quarterback position at the line of scrimmage is always going to be a positive. And I think Eddie Royal can be that type of player for Jay Cutler. He can get into open space. He can show himself as a target quick enough. And he's got the speed that if he does get in his hands in the open field against a couple safeties, he still has the ability to go the distance. But, man, there's a whole cast of characters. Oh. You know, you think of Marquise Wilson. He's made some big catches last year in camp, and he's made a couple in camp already. So he's the guy that really has to step to the forefront and allow them to see that we have a weapon outside of Alshon, Kevin White, and Eddie Royal.
He's got some long speed. Looks like he's muscled up a little bit as well. Worked with everybody in the offseason. He's completely healthy. And no doubt he will make people stand up and applaud during training camp like he did a season ago. He had a nice game. He had a 9-catch game last season when he was healthy in the second half of the season. I'm looking forward to seeing him. But if you wanted to draw up on a computer a prototype, big, thick, fast receiver, the Bears drafted one. He's 7th overall pick, Kevin White. Currently not able to go, but very engaged with the coaches and trying to figure out what's going on in his rookie season. Sometimes rookie receivers take time to adjust to the NFL and the speed of the game and getting off the line of scrimmage, but I have no doubt that he is capable of doing all of that.
Well, you know, our first statement from Ryan Pace after they drafted him was, this was an easy pick. And that's the key thing hidden here. Is, you know, Kevin White has the ability to play wide receiver on a major college level, but now he has to bring that talent to the NFL and show the defensive backs that he belongs. And it only takes a catch or two in a difficult scenario to gain confidence from the quarterback. But you need to be on the field. You need to get the experiences with your teammate. What I like about Kevin White right now is the fact that he stands next to wide receiver coach Mike Groh and listens to everything out of his voice. And it's really important because repetitiously you need to hear those words to understand what they mean to you.
The rest of the depth chart, a lot of first-year undrafted guys that have abilities across the board. They have unique skill sets in each and every case. Mark Mariani could be that fifth receiver for the Bears, also doubling as a return man. And that's really how you look at the rest of the depth chart. Unless somebody really comes on strong, you got Cameron Meredith out of Illinois State, undrafted rookie. He's got big size. He looks the part at receiver, but these guys got to play special teams.
Right. You have to contribute on special teams if you're going to make it as a wide receiver position down the line. But again, everybody here has a clean slate.
Yeah.
So all you need is recognition from the coaches by making a big catch over the middle in practice or going into the preseason game, getting a late opportunity and making a catch that's unsuspected. So, again, I think you can still open the eyes of the coaches here if you're a receiver fighting for a position. But, again, like you said, you better block and you better be willing to play special teams.
That's Tom Thayer. I'm Jeff Joniak. Thanks for watching Camp Breakdown.